Welcome. I'm Victoria Schnepps, and I am the president and founder of Schnepps Media. And today I am so delighted to meet a friend from my Palm Beach days, where we do dance papers, Palm Beach, Max McNamara, who is the co-founder and CEO of SkyCab Corp. And they are providing a unique service that actually their service saved my mom's life. So I'm welcoming you, Max. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm delighted to really have a chance to dig a little deeper. You know, we meet all the time, but I want a little more detail about your beginnings. You know, well, you're running a company that helps people fly who are very ill and need medical care on the plane. But let's move back a little. Tell me about your growing up years to be able to achieve the success of being a CEO and founding a company.
I think like if I had to pin it down to something, I would say I was very close with my grandparents growing up. They were both hard workers, very good morals and values. My grandfather was a World War II veteran, and they had nine kids, so they were very busy and they worked very hard. And I think having that foundation, I think when people meet me now, I hear that I'm an old soul a lot, but I think a lot of that comes from my grandparents. There's a lot of those qualities in me, but that's, kind of what I've been around my entire life. So I give a lot of my success to them in that respect. I think had I been raised differently, I would probably be an entirely different person.
And getting into business, was that your first venture, or there have been ventures leading to SkyCab Corp?
Before we started SkyCab Corp, we actually both worked at the same medical company in Boca, and they provided the flight nurses and doctors for the kind of trips that we do now. Leading up to that, neither of us really had a background in medical or in travel, and it kind of was one of those things where, this was back in 2011 when we started our company. It was because there was a need for our business. The company was using a traditional travel agency to book their trips, and they didn't understand the medical side of things. So Joseph asked, if we learn how to do this, will you let us do it for you? And the CEO of the company was like, absolutely. And so they became our first client.
Now, what was the company? Because I always like to give credit. What was the first company that became your first client?
Commercial medical escorts in Boca Raton. And
Because they just provided the escorts. Is that correct?
So they did the medical trips, like the escorts. So and we're the ones that book everything behind the scenes. The way that I like to explain it is people think that like you would be our client, like you might be the patient that we were moving, but technically the client would be your travel insurance company. And so they're our clients. And then you're communicating with them, and then they're reaching out to us, and we're doing everything behind the scenes.
So I know that my parents did not have medical insurance, which when I travel, I make sure to have the travel insurance that would cover having to take a plane or transportation for medically assisted travel. Talk to me a little bit about how your company has evolved and what advice you would give people in traveling.
So, I mean, well, for instance, the power list event, when people are there, I feel like, it's nice to be recognized, but they're also networking. I like to say, like, or make it clear, like, it's hard for us to network for the simple fact that, like, I can't predict that the person I'm speaking to is gonna need a medical evacuation. So I like to say to people, if you get nothing from a conversation from one of us, I would hope that you walk away and have travel insurance. So I'm very happy to know that you do that because, we deal with these cases every day, and we have since, 2011. And I think it's very hard to watch people that don't have the insurance have to pay out of pocket and really pull money together and borrow money, I mean, these trips can be, well over $100,000, and that's pretty typical. So I do lecture people often about the importance of travel insurance, and it doesn't matter, your age or where you're going. It's I think people like to think that there's like a certain age range of patients that we transfer, but the truth is we've transported patients as young as, infants to as old as in their, 100 years old. And so accidents don't discriminate. And so it's just good to have that safety net.
So, have you evolved into providing insurance to people as well as part of your service?
So the insurance providers are our clients, but we don't sell insurance. And that's not something that I want to do. I think we're pretty much busy enough with what we do to add another venture like that. But we work with the insurance providers, most of the major ones at this point. And I feel like when I talk to my friends or like on a personal level, they'll call me and they'll ask me, they'll be going on a trip and they'll ask what policy or what plans they should do and stuff like that. But outside of that, we don't actually sell the insurance.
So is your have you evolved other sources other than the one that first began the commercial medical escorts to provide clients? So you actually would get that client, and then where do you step in?
It would be like a quote, like we would send them a quote, and there might be other companies that are sending them a quote as well. And our only goal is to keep the price low, as low as possible, and to accommodate the patient's needs and do it as quickly as possible. And so it's really just working with the insurance company and having the patient evaluated. Like we will have like a nurse evaluate them and go over the records, or a doctor, depending on what the patient needs. And then once we have everything in order and we've communicated with the hospital, then we'll begin the transport.
So when you begin a transport, I mean, for instance, my, mother was so ill and they wanted to take her out in the middle of the night to get her over there. Do you physically then range with the plane and the people, or there you contract? I'm trying to understand. Okay, you identified the patient, you've evaluated the patient, then how do you get the rest of the services for them?
So we have contracts with airlines, private jet companies, air ambulances, hotels, everything. I mean, at this point, we've built a network and it really is case to case. So for instance, everyone thinks of like an air ambulance, but the truth is a more cost-effective way of transporting a patient sometimes is through a commercial flight. But a lot of people don't realize that in business class, you can actually remove rows of seats, put in a stretcher, put a curtain around it, and then have your doctor and or nurse within that area. And it's a more cost-effective way of transporting a patient. And so we'll utilize things like that that most people aren't aware of if it is appropriate for the patient and if it gets the cost down. Because again, that's another thing. We're not trying to have the most extraordinary price or use an air ambulance if it's not necessary. But it really does depend on the patient and what their situation is.
Well, I'm thinking that, coming out, are most of your patients out of Florida, or are you doing this nationwide or internationally?
So we're global. I think we've transported at this point 116 countries. When we started, I believe our first year we did just under 100 cases, and in 2025 we did 1,949. And
Wow.
so it's global and it's growing rapidly. So
Amazing. Well, I know that besides your having this wonderful business that you've developed with your partner, that you also put a lot of time into helping other people by being involved in nonprofit organizations. So talk a little bit about the groups you support and have helped and have led.
I feel like because we found success early, and so much of our business is helping people, and we see so many issues in the world each and every day, and have since we were in our early 20s. Once we got a little bit older, we wanted to get more involved with charities because I just felt like at this point, like, we had grown the business, and we had so much to be grateful for that it felt right. And during COVID, we had the opportunity to do that. Prior to COVID, we were traveling a lot for business, and then everything kind of went online and it was all on Zoom after that, so we didn't have to travel so much. We started going out in Palm Beach, and I mean, that snowballed, so we were involved with a lot of charities very quickly. But most of them revolve around things that are personal to us. So we will always support heart and stroke because a lot of our cases are heart related or stroke related. We do, obviously, the Palm Beach Tree of Hope, which you were at, they supported veterans this year. You know, my grandfather was a veteran, so I'll always support anything that supports our country or anything that supports our veterans. That in itself has become like a sort of like a part-time job, but we're very happy to help the causes that are important to us, and especially help any causes that support our community.
Well, I think you've really put your dollars where your voice is, and you've been a proven friend to so many causes that but I see the tie-in. I didn't realize with your grandfather being a veteran that that's close to your heart. And I know that many times we're all driven by personal friends who are looking to help, and that you say, "I'll help you too." That's how I started my organization, was with friends. I had the child, but they were the ones who gave the strength to me by supporting me, and that's what you do.
Oh, thank you. And I think, like attracts like. So the more that we have given back and gotten involved with these things, the more that we've met like-minded people. And so I think it was easy to kind of get involved in Palm Beach because so many of our favorite people ended up being the people that we met in Palm Beach. So now I feel like more friends than not are somehow involved in the charity scene. And so, it just feels like you're socializing with your friends, but at the same time, you know that you're doing something impactful and meaningful. And so it's kind of like effortless at this point.
Well, you've made it effortless by your kindness and generosity. I see it wherever I go to these events because, we're touching shoulders in Palm Beach. And of course, you've been a power lifter and being very proud of your success and being able to recognize you is my great joy because you've earned it. And I think, you're an inspiration for others. What advice would you give young people about how to build a business or how to become successful?
I mean, I guess if I had to narrow it down to one core thing, I would say that, when we started our business, it really was because an opportunity fell into our lap and it was a door that was unique to us. We didn't start out to, build a multi-million dollar business, or especially not a global one, but it was like the opportunity arose. And so now when I see young entrepreneurs, I think what they get wrong is they hyperfixate so much on other entrepreneurs that are already successful, and they try to mimic precisely what they did. But I think with any business person, the thing that's going to make you most successful are the things that are unique to you and the things that set you apart. So if you focus too much on like an idol, you're going to miss the opportunities that are unique to you or the things that are exclusive to you. So I would just say, really focus on yourself and your surroundings and the things that are unique to you and the environment that you're in, because your windows are going to be unique to you, and they're not always going to mimic the people that you admire. So I feel like if I was focusing too much on trying to be someone else or to follow someone's footsteps, then we probably would have missed the opportunity to start our company because we wouldn't have been paying attention.
Interesting. Well, I think that's very good advice, and I've been delighted to talk to Max McNamara, who is the co-founder and CEO of SkyCab Corp, helping thousands of people who are in trouble and need help to get home and have been struck by an illness, and he makes it possible for them to be brought back to their home base and to be able to get the care they need. So, what a wonderfully inspiring job you do every single day. So, thank you for being with me, Max.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is our A-lister interview and a podcast, and my A-lister has been Max McNamara. And I'm so proud of him and his great work and all that he does to give back to the community. So till next time, this is Victoria Schnepps, President of Schnepps Media, signing off my A-lister. Until next time. Bye now.